You're listening to New Technia. Scientists taught enzymes to make a major plastic building block from methanol. An engineered enzyme cascade converted methanol into acrylic acid with 99.5% conversion in the reported laboratory system. It is a clever route away from conventional petrochemistry, but its climate value depends on scale, energy, and the source of the methanol. Acrylic acid is hidden inside everyday life. It helps make paints, adhesives, coatings, water-absorbing materials, and many polymers. Industry usually produces it through high-temperature chemistry built around fossil-derived propylene. A new study replaces part of that process with something very different, an engineered chain of enzymes that starts with methanol. The 30-second summary. An engineered enzyme cascade converted methanol into acrylic acid with 99.5% conversion in the reported laboratory system. It is a clever route away from conventional petrochemistry, but its climate value depends on scale, energy, and the source of the methanol. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Researchers reported in Nature Communications on July 21, 2026 that their laboratory pathway produced acrylic acid at 4.3 grams per liter, with 99.5% conversion and productivity of 268.9 milligrams per liter per hour. Those numbers do not make the process commercially ready, but they show that a biological catalyst can perform chemistry that nature was not known to do efficiently. The missing enzyme. The main obstacle was a reaction needed to form acrylic acid directly from dihydroxyacetone phosphate, an intermediate generated within the proposed methanol pathway. The researchers repurposed a thiamine diphosphate-dependent enzyme and then used automated high-throughput screening and directed evolution to improve it. Directed evolution is a laboratory version of selection. Scientists create many enzyme variants, test them, and keep the versions that perform better. Repeating the cycle produced a variant the team calls acrylic acid synthase. Its activity improved 13.6-fold compared with the starting design. The researchers then linked the enzyme to several others, creating a cascade in which the product of one reaction feeds the next. This is one reason enzymes are attractive for manufacturing. They can operate with high selectivity, reducing the unwanted side products that complicate conventional chemical separation. Why methanol is interesting? Methanol is a small, widely traded molecule that can be made from natural gas, biomass, or captured carbon dioxide combined with low-carbon hydrogen. A biological route that treats methanol as a feedstock could, in principle, connect acrylic acid manufacturing to several future carbon sources instead of relying only on conventional propylene. That flexibility is important because acrylic acid is a bulk chemical, not a niche pharmaceutical. Even a modest reduction in the energy or fossil intensity of producing a high-volume material can have a meaningful cumulative impact. The 99.5% number needs context. The conversion figure describes the reported enzymatic laboratory system under selected conditions. It does not mean that 99.5% of all incoming industrial methanol would become saleable acrylic acid in a full factory. A commercial process must account for enzyme production, purification, solvent and buffer use, recovery of the final product, reactor downtime, contamination, and recycling of auxiliary molecules. The concentration of 4.3 grams per liter is also far below what many bulk chemical processes would seek for economical separation. Acrylic acid can inhibit biological components, while enzymes may lose activity over time. The team must show longer continuous operation, higher titers, stable recycling, and a competitive total cost. Not automatically a green process. Methanol is often manufactured from fossil natural gas or coal. If the feedstock and process energy remain carbon-intensive, replacing a conventional catalyst with enzymes does not automatically produce a low-carbon chemical. A credible environmental claim will require a full life cycle assessment that includes the source of methanol, electricity, hydrogen, enzyme manufacturing, and downstream purification. There is another subtlety. The current pathway is primarily an enzyme cascade outside a living production organism. That can offer tighter control and avoid some cellular limitations, but purified enzymes can be expensive. Immobilizing and reusing them, or transferring parts of the pathway into engineered microbes, may be needed for scale. A new option for industrial biology. The most important result is not that acrylic acid factories can change tomorrow. It is that researchers created an enzyme for a reaction that was previously a bottleneck, then embedded it within a route from a simple 1-carbon feedstock to a major 3-carbon chemical. If productivity, lifetime, and concentration improve, the approach could add a new tool to biomanufacturing. The chemical industry will still need heat, reactors, and separation equipment, but more of the molecular assembly could be performed by programmable biological catalysts. This experiment is best understood as a promising new route, not a finished green replacement. Its future will be decided by whether the elegant chemistry survives the harsh arithmetic of industrial scale. Before we overstate the result, it is a clever route away from conventional petrochemistry, but its climate value depends on scale, energy, and the source of the methanol. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.